This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian diplomat says two teams of Egyptian mediators are in Israel and the Palestinian territories to continue talks on firming up a ceasefire deal and securing a long-term calm. The diplomat says that discussions include implementing agreed-upon measures in Gaza and Jerusalem, including ways to prevent practices that lead to the latest fighting, or led to them. The official did not elaborate. He was apparently referring to tensions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the planned eviction of Palestinian families from a neighborhood in East Jerusalem. U.S. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians, in Gaza. Biden also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy, with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. President Biden says he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in remain deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea. Biden says he will deploy a new special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Moon is welcoming America's return to the world stage, while Biden is praising the long history and shared sacrifice by the two allies. Biden says the U.S. agreed to vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces. This is VOA News. The head of Myanmar's military-appointed state election commission said that his agency will consider dissolving Aung San Suu Kyi's former ruling party for alleged involvement in electoral fraud and having its leaders charged with treason. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy came to power after a landslide 2015 election victory and won an even greater majority in last November's general elections. It was set to start a second term in February when the military seized power in a coup, arresting her and dozens of top government officials and party members. The junta leader, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, cited electoral fraud as a reason for the army's takeover, saying there's a terrible fraud in the voter list. The UN Special Envoy for Libya warned the Security Council on Friday that progress on the key issues of withdrawing mercenaries and foreign fighters from Libya has stalled, and their continued presence is a threat not only to Libya but to the entire African region. An extraordinary surge of migrants seeking to leave Morocco for Spain this week has left a border town suffering under the strain. More than 8,000 people sought to cross into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta amid a diplomatic spat between the two countries, and more than half were forced back into Morocco. Now, those who failed to make it are sleeping in parks and outside mosques in one town, some of them begging for food. The IOC vice president in charge of the postponed Tokyo Olympics said Friday the games would open in just over 2 months, even if the city and other parts of Japan were under a state of emergency because of rising COVID-19 cases. John Coates, speaking from Australia in a virtual news conference with Tokyo organizers at the end of 3 days of meetings, said this would be the case if local medical experts advised against holding the Olympics. U.S. President Joe Biden says he won't allow the Department of Justice to seize journalists' phone records and emails, calling the practice wrong and a significant departure from his predecessors. And animal rights protesters are blockading 4 McDonald's distribution centers in the U.K. in an attempt to get the burger chain to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. Animal Rebellion said Saturday that trucks and bamboo structures are being used at the distribution sites and to stop lorries from leaving depots. The group said it intends to remain at the sites for at least 24 hours, causing significant disruption to the McDonald's supply chain. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.